All right, everybody. So there we go. The Facebook live feed should be up and running and looking good. So yeah, let's go over midday recap for today. So as you can see, today is Red Day Recap. It's the second day of the $250,000 December Challenge. And definitely not off to the start that I wanted. I hate having a red day at the beginning of the month. And today is frustrating, not just because it's a red day, but because, as you can see, I'm red on 5 out of 5 stocks that I traded. So I'm just red across the board. Today is a day that, you know, the market just was not on my side. And what's kind of frustrating as well is that I was green on two of these names before I went into the red. And so I kind of overtraded. I was too aggressive and you know, that I gave back some profit from it. So anyways, let's look at PXS, because this is the one that is probably the most frustrating. My trades on this one, first trade was long at 580, right in this area where I've got the blue box. And my target was a break of the high of day, which was 615. We came up and hit a high of 590, and then we dropped. And so I got stopped out of that trade. That didn't work. I was a little bit frustrated. Ended up getting back in it over here at $6. And on this one, you'll be able to see I was, I got in at six, selling at 629, adding back at 689, selling at 715, adding back at 820 and 855, selling in the 9 area. I was actually up $3,000 on this stock, adding at 948. My worst add was up here at 1140. And basically what I was doing on this one is I kept adding and then selling and then adding and selling and adding and selling. And that's typically what I do with these types of stocks. I had this bias on this that after it squeezed up to a high of 1210, it pulled back, that it was going to go all the way back up over 1210 and squeeze up towards like 1415 range. And adding here as high as 1188 and 1196 is what got me into trouble. Because what ended up happening was we got a false break and we dropped all the way back down, and I stopped out at 1116. So what ended up happening was on that very last trade, I had an average of about 1175 with 5,000 shares because I had added, and I stopped out for a 65-cent loss and lost $3,200. So I went from being up $3,200 on the trade on the name to down $3,200. And then I added right here in this little pullback consolidation area and proceeded to lose another $1,100. So just really frustrating because I had profit on the name and I overtraded it. I overstayed my welcome. And obviously I had a great entry down here at six. And in hindsight, I could say, well, geez, why didn't I just hold my entry from six? But the thing is, this stock, as you can see, in even one candle, can move as much as 80 or 90 cents. And so if you're up 70, 80 cents, you want to start taking profit. And that approach usually works pretty well. But on this one, what I am supposed to do is reduce my risk the further I get into the move. So I'm not taking more risk on the last trade than I took on the first trade. And that's almost, basically I took the same level of risk on my last trade as the first trade, and I didn't scale back. And part of that is because I felt like I was a little bit too conservative at the very beginning of the move. And so that's why, despite a 6-point move, I was only up like $3,000. So I was trying to use that cushion that I had to leverage that into a $3,000 or $5,000 winner on that last trade, which I thought was going to blow through 12 and 1250, 13, 14, and I was just wrong on it. So I was too aggressive, and that was a little bit frustrating. So lost profit on PXS, and on ACST, ASTC, I was actually green on this stock, but I decided to add up in this area because I thought with PXS running that this one would be strong as well. We would get good sympathy opportunity. And that just was not the case. It popped up to 509 and then dropped down. And so on this one, I gave back the $1,000 of profit I had. I lost $1,500, which was about 30 cents with 5,000 shares. So, you know, at that point, I went from being, I think after PXS, after I lost on that one, I was break even on the day because I was still up 1,000 on ASTC. And then I lost that profit on that one. I got into LMFA and I got into CPSH, both of them sympathy trying to jump on stocks thinking that we would see momentum. And I was wrong. So today is definitely a little bit of a frustrating day. Losing $3,500 is, in the grand scheme of things, it's obviously a small amount of money versus making $80,000 last month. But I don't like having red days, period. So a red day, whether it's red 500 or red 3,000, is a bit disappointing because we want consistency, and that consistency means every day is green. So accuracy today, I literally had I had a good start to the day with six green trades in a row. I had three green trades in a row, one loss, and then three more green trades, and then I had five losses in a row. So basically, you know, the market just said, nope, this is not your day, you're not seeing it right. And if I kept trading, I could probably get that up to six, seven, eight losses in a row. And you have to learn when to take your cue just to step out of the market and say, you know what, today's not the day, I'm not feeling it, I'm being too aggressive, things just aren't working the way I'm expecting them to, so I need to scale back. So today is a little bit frustrating, definitely not the type of day that I like to have at the beginning of the month, because it now puts me red on the month by about $3,000. But at the same time, we are, we're early enough in the month that I've got a lot of time to get myself back on the horse, into the green, you know, slow and steady. And that's going to be really the way I do it. I think, mostly disappointed today that I had one loss that exceeded my, predetermined max loss. Of course, it was on PXS, and of course, it was, you know, up here when I was adding at the 1180, 1196 level, and you can see how quickly it dropped. I would say that I managed my risk well enough because this did drop all the way back down to a low of 955. So certainly selling at 1116 right here was better than selling at, you know, 955. But you know, it's just tough with these. When they get to be that volatile, the risk gets higher and higher. And so you've got to scale back the share size. And instead, I just kept being aggressive. And so in any case, I know a lot of you guys who traded this one are green on the name because you practiced the right strategy, which is reducing your risk as it gets more and more extended. And I think for me, I had a little bit of FOMO on this one because I missed the move on Friday. And I guess I was trying to sort of compensate for that. And I just had a little bit too much of a long bias on it that it could be as strong as it was. So, you know, the reality is I gave back some profit. I'm down 1100 on that stock. And these other ones, it was just sort of jumping on, thinking we would see continuation, and we didn't. This is the funny thing. We saw stock here go from $3 to $9 on Friday. No, nothing else for continuation. Here today, a stock goes from $6 to $12, and we're not seeing anything else pop up on the scanners and give us continuation. I mean, we saw a little bit of a move on LMFA, but it didn't really hold that level very nicely. And ASTC was choppy as well. So I think that we're definitely still in this market where we have to be a little bit more conservative and not try to, you know, pull out the big share size, which I didn't. I kept myself at 5,000 shares, which is good. That's the only thing that I suppose is also good today is I didn't go up to 10, 15,000 shares. I kept my size reasonable, but So anyways, got myself a little bit of a hole that I've got to dig out of. And really the month of December in a way is kind of about rebuilding from the couple of losses I had at the end of November. And today doesn't help that, but But that's okay. You know, it's sometimes in this market, it can feel like two steps forward, two steps back, two steps forward, two steps back, until we really start to see some good, solid momentum and we can, you know, really grind forward. So what we've got to do during these periods of consolidation in the market is really exercise discipline. And today, for whatever reason, I just didn't exercise it in the way that I wish I had. So, you know, I'm sure you guys will all have that from time to time where you just sort of ask yourself, why did I get as aggressive today as I did? I really shouldn't have. And, you know, it's just kind of part of the deal. So anyways, tomorrow's a new day. We'll be back at it first thing bright and early tomorrow morning with the pre-market watch list right around 9 a.m. And, you know, we'll see how we do. Hopefully we'll see some better opportunities. Today's gap scanner wasn't very good, so we were really depending on the high day Momo scanner, and just wasn't super excited about that. So anyways, I'm hoping tomorrow we see some better opportunities. And right now I'm going to let people update their December challenge for the day, because we still have a bunch of people that haven't updated it yet. And I'll go over it tomorrow morning during our midday recap. All right, so tomorrow morning, we'll get back at it with pre-market watch list, and hopefully we'll see a couple of good opportunities to get that $500,000 daily goal. You know, today's a day where I had the $1,000 daily goal. I had it in my hands, and I gave it back. And I hate doing that. It's almost worse to do that than to just go red on the first trade, because you feel like, dang it, you know, I had the goal, and I didn't appreciate it. I got aggressive, and now the gold's gone. Now I'm red. So definitely a good wake-up call at the beginning of the month, just to stay focused on those small gains, slow and steady, and not try to swing for the fences. Because when you do it, you know, the market, if we're not in a really, really hot market, you're going to strike out. So that's what happened today. But anyways, that's it for me. And I will see you all back here first thing tomorrow morning. All right. I'll see you guys in the morning.
Let's be honest. If you made it this far, you must have really enjoyed that video. So what's stopping you? Subscribe right here and get email alerts anytime I upload new content. Until then, happy surfing!